Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Renee Lowe, and I am your host, and you are listening to the Queen's Lair podcast. This is the podcast for Ghost Queen Media, which is a small branding and event planning firm based in the Atlanta area with satellite offices in New York and Chicago. And I tell you, this has been the longest week, and it's only Wednesday. I just feel like maybe because of the holiday, and it was just crazy. There was like so many different things going on in the news. There was, you know, we're just coming off of all this stuff happening in London and Manchester, and just all the travel ban, and just so much craziness and negativity and all the stuff that we're dealing with around us every single day from outside sources. And it can be very hard to navigate all of that as an entrepreneur when you're trying to run your business and stay positive and stay motivated. You know, we all know as entrepreneurs, you don't get a day off, really. You taking a day off means that you have to purposely walk away from your business for several days to take time off. There is no sick leave. There is no, you know, I'm still going to get paid the same money if I take a couple of days off from work. It just doesn't work that way. You have to make sure that everything is straight, make sure your money is still good before you just up and decide, I'm tired, I'm just going to like roll over in bed. It just doesn't work that way when you are your own boss. So with all those outside negative things, it can be extremely daunting. And I will say, the past week has been pretty crazy. The past few days of the beginning of this week has been pretty crazy. But we are back and we are here. This is Season 7, Episode 6, Your Elevation May Require Isolation. Now, I know a lot of people see this saying a lot of times on Instagram, and people will have quotes and things that mention that. And I'll say it again, your elevation may require isolation. Okay, so what that really means for me anyway, and I've had to do it, and I think I'm coming around to the point where I've got to do it again. When it's time for you to start climbing in your business as an entrepreneur, and I think I've mentioned this before in a previous podcast, if someone posts on social media, oh, I got this big new job with, you know, ABC company, everybody celebrates it. They think it's amazing. Oh, congrats on the new job, this, that, and the other. Everybody's amazing. You know, everything is amazing. It's all amazing. As soon as you post, I've left my 9-to-5, I am going to start my own business, or I've started my own business, and, you know, you're up and you're thriving and doing your thing. It's like crickets. It's like complete crickets. And what that says to me is, and I'm not saying that some people won't congratulate you. Some people will congratulate you. But a lot of the time, the folks that congratulate you who have 9-to-5 jobs are ones that are entrepreneur-minded, and sometimes they have a side hustle themselves, and it's just a matter of time before they leave their 9-to-5 to go cozy up with their side hustle. You know what I mean? So I get it. They get it. And that's good. But there's some folks who just never see beyond the level that they are on. There are some folks that just never quite understand that you can be successful and you can have a great life without having a 9-to-5 job. You don't have to have a 9-to-5 job. You don't have to be in this bubble of working for somebody else. You don't have to do it. And people think that you do. They think that this is what it is. You got that good government job. This is where you need to stay. That's it and that's all. And that's just not true. You can be just as successful with your own business, running your own firm, whatever it is. Those other folks need to support that. Just like how you supported when I got that big 9-to-5 job. Support the entrepreneur as well. So here is where it comes in, where I say your elevation may require your isolation. Sometimes you have to isolate yourself from people who are not trying to help or further your dream. If you are not here to help, then you are here to hinder. And I truly believe that. Because when I started my business, people were just like, what are you going to do? What's going to happen? Why are you leaving your job? What's going on? What, you know, it was so many questions. But when somebody gets a brand new job for Acme, whatever, ABC company, whatever it is, XYZ, PDQ, whatever, you know, nobody has any questions. They just congratulate you. Oh, that's amazing. Everything is so wonderful. So sometimes you have to really step back and isolate yourself from people who are not there to support your dream. And by supporting your dream, I mean they support your events. They come to your events. They attend your events. When you are selling products, whatever it is, unless your product is just absolutely horrible, but you know what? If you think that somebody's product is not the greatest and you are truly friends with them, pull them to the side and say, hey, it would be great if you did ABC XYZ with the product. I would find it very helpful if you did whatever, whatever with the product, made a tweak here and there. Make it something that people can find useful. Your local entrepreneurs, your whatever entrepreneurs that you're supporting. They don't even have to be local. They could be worldwide. Give that feedback, constructive feedback, not just, oh, you're talking at them and telling them, oh, you know, your product is horrible. And if the product is so horrible, tell me what's horrible about it. Tell me what can be better about it so that I can get a chance to fix it. You know, and I think that also goes, and I have to skip over, you know, talking to the black community, especially because we will give non-black companies a whole lot of leeway to fail over and over and over and over again. But as soon as you're doing business with your own people, you don't allow any type of mistake, no type of failure. It's like as soon as there's a mistake, see, that's why I can't do business with my people. Listen. All of that is trained negative thinking. And for that reason, you have to get yourself up out of that mundane wheel of negativity. And for that, you need to isolate yourself and really understand, what am I doing with this business? Where am I going with this business? Make sure you have all your things and ducks in a row, as they say, and all your things in place to make sure your business is thriving. I don't want to hear anybody complaining about they have financial difficulty in this, that, or the other, but you're not willing to make any changes in your life. You know, you have the 9-to-5 folks who work, oh, I got this bill and that bill and this is choking me and that's choking me. We got the house note, the car note. They complain all the time about finances. But they're only willing to work 40 hours a week. In this country, I don't know about any other country because I've never lived anywhere else in other countries. I've only lived here in the good old U.S. of A. And I know just from working my whole working life so far, that 40 hours, what the average person makes in 40 hours is not enough to sustain just even a family of four. Two adults and two children. It's very tough. If you've got a car, actually, if you're in a household of four, you probably have two cars. And a house note,
you've got the kids need stuff for school, and if your kids are in private school, well, that's like college tuition, some of these private schools. You got to think about putting money away and saving for their college education. There's a whole lot going on there. So don't complain that this person's doing this and this person's doing that and I can't make ends meet. Don't complain about that negativity if you're not willing to isolate yourself and really put your nose to the grinder and get working. Don't complain about money if you're only willing to work 40 hours or you're only willing to sit back and just, oh, well, I'm just going to wait to see what happens. How are you going to wait to see what happens? What are you waiting for? What sign are you waiting for to come and land on your shoulder for you to get cracking? Monday was a holiday, but let me tell you something. I have family that's military and, family that has passed away as well, and that's what Monday was to be, a Memorial Day. Monday is not a day of, ooh, let's get out there and barbecue. That's a side note. Monday, Memorial Day, was about honoring our fallen veterans who have passed away, killed in action, have passed away from age, whatever it is, that were military. That's what Monday is for. Monday is not open season for barbecue. I don't know where people got this thought process from. And it's an entire day off that you can actually take and work on your plan. The barbecue will come later. You got the whole weekend. You got the whole weekend. But Monday, barbecue on Saturday. Go to church on Sunday, and on Monday, work on your business. Start a business. Your elevation may require your isolation. Again, that means if you've got a whole bunch of negativity around you and you've got a whole bunch of naysayers, you may need to isolate yourself from that and really put your foot down and get cracking with your business. Why is it not prospering? Why is it not moving? It's like you're waiting for this, what they say, manna to come down from the sky. It doesn't work that way. You have to work. You have to get out there and do your thing. But sometimes you have to get rid of all of those distractions that are causing you to just fall to the wayside. And it's giving your business negative time and energy. And it's killing you, and you don't even realize it. So I don't want to hear any more complaining about, I can't get this and I can't get that. Listen, if you have ideas, and you can solve an issue, take something that annoys you every single day, something that you do every day, a practice that you do every day. It could be opening up the car door and it clips you on your heel, whatever. I don't care what it is. Take something that annoys you every day, something that you do all the time, and see, look at it and say, how could I make this better? How can I improve on this? Because nobody's really recreating the wheel. We always talk about that. Take something and improve on it. And sometimes take yourself out of all the noise that's going on around you. Sometimes you got to shut the door and say, I am working. Make a little space in your house where you are working. And let other people in the house know, I'm working. Work on your dream. You got a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever it is. They need to understand that dream too, because having your spouse, having your significant other especially, and I've been in this situation where they need to support you as well, because the dream should involve them as well. And if they're not supporting, then that's going to be an issue. So you got to evaluate that as well. Okay? So Season 7, Episode 6, Your Elevation May Require Your Isolation. So what are those things that are holding you back? Our last podcast talked about fear. This is part of that. You may need to isolate yourself so that you can get to the level that you need to. So ask yourself, what are those things that are holding me back? What are those things or those people that are constantly calling you up on the phone and just want to speak, you know, in negative space? You even have to see somebody calling on the phone and not answer sometimes. Let it go to voicemail. That's what voicemail is for. Let it go to voicemail. Work on your business. Work on your passion, your dream. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to do it for you. That's all I got this week. Just wanted to pop in. I got a meeting to get to. But I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. We're only halfway through, but we got a couple more days. So hope you guys have a great rest of the week. And we'll talk to you next week. www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Find us on Instagram at Onyx Queen Media. See you guys.